Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Kim in Albany. Kim writes, I gave my 8-year-old niece a bag of clothes that my daughter had outgrown. My niece rudely said she didn't want the old clothes. My sister got offended that I offered her child to gently use clothes, and now we're not speaking. What's wrong here?
Stop giving people your old clothes. Everybody don't want that.
Gently
used. Old ass clothes. You can call them gently used if you want to. Remember those old ass clothes your baby done played all in, all this here? She ain't want them.
Hand me downs.
Yeah, she ain't want them. That ain't your child. What you doing giving stuff away to little 8-year-old kids and then they didn't want me, then the mama mad. You know, people don't like to appear to be po in front of other people.
She Stop doing that.
No, I thought she was doing some kind. There's some real needy people out here. Salvation Army, Goodwill. There's a lot of places you don't donate stuff. Red Cross, a lot of stuff. Can't stop trying to help every damn body. She all over here flexing. I'm by my baby. So I've been, because I'm going to tell you what the other mama heard. Let me give you something that look right to wear, because what you've been wearing over here, Lord, I know you could use these. That's what her mama heard.
Mm. Her sister?
That's a good point. That she didn't look at it from her point of view.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now they're not speaking because of it. Wow.
Want your clothes.
That's a
What's
lot.
Wrong here? What is Stop. Give nobody other baby no damn old ass clothes. If you're going to buy your niece something, buy some nice clothes. You bought your daughter some nice clothes, but you're going to give her the hand-me-down. See how that works? That's how, if you want to give somebody something, take them shopping down at TJ Maxx or something. But oh no, you're going to pack up all this old ass mess and give it. I don't want no ragged ass clothes.
She said it was they were gently used. Like a
what dude, nice mean? Old drawers right here. Nice old drawers.
You can't give underwear, Tommy.
She said clothes.
But you know what? Everybody don't see it that way. Nobody want all that.
Like obviously, that. Her sister didn't. You're right. All right, moving on to Vonda in Kalamazoo. Vonda says, I found out that my husband was cheating on me after he left his wedding band in a hotel room. I checked his email and went to get the ring. I gave it back to him and didn't say a word. He's been scared for days. What should I say to him?
God.
Ooh, wait. Ooh,
girl.
You I don't know, Eddie. I don't know. You done went down to the hotel, got the ring.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you done handed it to him and ain't said nothing. What should I say to him? Anything. Anything you say at this point is very effective.
Steve, she has a lot of power, right?
Oh my goodness. You could just drop little things.
He's so
hey baby, you got your ring? You know, you can say little stuff. I'm telling you, he on edge right now.
Yeah.
Wait.
All right. Yeah, she said he's
hey, next time you leave it, let me know so I don't have to go down there.
Woo, yes.
I got the cleaning lady number. She'll let me know if you leave it again.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But when she walked in,
why don't you... and handed it to him. He didn't know what to do.
He was sick. He remembered exactly where he left it at that moment.
But see, guess what, though? See, you now, I'm going to tell you, the problem you made, lady, you done waited too long. Because he done came up with a good one by now.
Good line. What can he say, Steve?
Yeah. Come on.
What's the good line?
Give us a
hey, me and some fellas was down there. We had a card game going on. And I had put my ring up as one of the bets because I had lost all my money. So I put my ring in the pot. And then I won the pot. But when I scraped all the stuff off, I guess my ring fell on the floor. Yeah, I'm down there gambling.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to have something for you. Now, you can't give me 4 days. And you give me 3-4 days, I'm gonna get some friends involved. Oh, this alibi gonna be solid.
First 48.
Get the police involved.
Man, I'm gonna have maids down there. I'm gonna pay maids. I'm gonna have maids down there. Tell my boy, they was in there with that card party, just crazy.
All right, moving on to Bianca in the DMV. Bianca says, my friends and I were playing Truth or Dare. My boyfriend wasn't there, and his friend got a dare to kiss me in the mouth. We pecked on the lips, and I told my boyfriend about it. He threatened to break up with me. Why is he mad over a game?
Why did you say
a game?
Ain't no game.
You're down there kissing men, but now you want it to be a game. Let's just turn this around. Your husband somewhere playing a game of truth or dare, and you ain't there. The truth or the dare was to kiss this girl in the mouth. He gonna take the kiss. He come home, and then he tell you about it. The way you at with it.
No way.
Where you at with it?
Well, it's just a game, honey. It's a game.
Where you at with it? It was a game for me, too.
Yeah, we play games all the time.
But why would you kiss her, though? You
know. That's crazy.
I mean, she was there.
That's the reason.
She was playing.
She had lips.
She was there.
You know, she was like, she was on the other side. I had looked at her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to break up.
Not yet. This is over.
Yeah, they're going to break up.
It's over.
All right, last one. This is a.
Why
Todrick.
Did you go home and tell it? That part.
Well, because somebody else would have. I think that's.
Well, we'll just see then.
Wait it out.
I'm from you. Yeah. Todrick in Clearwater writes, Steve, my girlfriend is a little rough around the edges, so I try to expose her to finer dining experiences. But all she likes are crispy lemon pepper wings. All flat. Will I ever be able to change her? Should I stop wasting my money on her?
Well, if you ain't got to buy nothing but chicken wings, how much money you wasting?
Right.
You say
I don't understand the wasting the money on her. Cheap date. No, man, I don't think you break up with somebody over that. You just keep slowly exposing them some stuff. People can forget a lot of stuff, but they don't forget exposure. You never forget exposure. You can forget names, places, addresses, times, but you will never forget how you felt. Keep introducing her to the finer things, and then she'll get used to it.
Introduce her to a salad. She needs some greenery. She needs something.
All she likes.
Lemon pepper wings.
Crispy lemon pepper wings.
All flats.
I ain't
all
mad at them every day.
I'm with you.
I'm going to need a little bit of barbecue in there sometime.
Give me those flats, though. I'm flats all day.
That lemon pepper, though, you be thirsty.
Yeah.
Man.
Delicious. What is she washing that down with?
Ooh. Probably a beer.
Cause she rough around the edges.
Yeah, she probably was a beer.
All right,
and
guys.
Do white foam on her top lip, all that.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.